This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live. We got breaking news from New Jersey, where New Jersey Weedman, NJ Weedman Ed Fortune, has been arrested again. We'll give you the news about that from our friends over at copblock.org here in moments. Also, we've been talking about Venezuela and just the crazy spiraling down of the socialist system there. It has now resulted in Nicolas Maduro declaring and not just an economic emergency, but a total state of emergency where he can just decree whatever it is that he wants to do. He says the measures, which will initially apply for 3 months, will likely be extended through 2017. We can talk more about that as well. And, of course, you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Let's go to Rahul, listening in California. You're on Free Talk Live on the Amp Lines. Hey, Rahul.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. I mean, evening for you guys.
Welcome.
You guys are East Coast.
Yeah.
And so I want to bring up one thing. I haven't heard you guys discuss the release of the upcoming Snowden biopic that's going to be releasing somewhere in the fall. And I just, I'm just wondering if you guys had seen the trailer or heard anything about the movie.
Which movie is this? Because
the Snowden movie.
There's more than one Snowden movie coming out. Which one?
The Hollywood one.
Okay.
This is it's the Hollywood one, yeah. So, yeah, it's just titled Snowden. If you, like, YouTube the trailer, Snowden, it's going to be the first one.
I have not seen the trailer. I heard people raving about it, saying that it looks excellent. But I have not actually taken the time to watch it. I take it that you have?
Yeah, I've actually seen the trailer, and I've actually read the book that I think it's going to be based off on, which is Hiding in Plain Sight, written by Glenn Greenwald.
Yeah, okay.
And it's a really good book. I would highly suggest anyone out there read it. And so my question to you guys was, the movie's going to have a fall release sometime before the general election. And I was wondering if you guys think it's a good idea for it to release right before the election, because there's going to be a lot of disgruntled Bernie supporters who, it seems like he's going to, lose the Democratic ticket to Hillary.
Seems like it.
And I think this is a perfect opportunity for a lot of people who already have a mistrust in the government to maybe, find a way that there isn't a two-party system. And maybe vote Libertarian or Green Party, because what those third parties rely on are the votes. Because if they don't have, 5% of the general votes, they don't appear on the ballot.
Depends on the state. Depends on the rules. The rules are different. But certainly, I think this is going to be a banner year for third parties and anything.
If not, it'll be really sad. if the third parties don't do any better this year than they do any other presidential year.
I hope a lot better.
Oh, I hope so, too.
Your
hopes up, dude. Don't get your hopes up. Because the people that say right now, I'm not going to vote for Trump, I'm not going to vote for Hillary, well,
they'll get in line.
I bet you they're going to fall in line by the time November comes around. Once they start sweating and worrying that the other party might just win, then they'll feel like, well, I was going to vote for Jill Stein of the Green Party, or I was going to vote for Daryl W. Perry in the Libertarian Party, but no, I just can't bring myself to do it. I'm too scared of fill-in-the-blank Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton. I hope I'm wrong about that, and I hope you're right, Mark, and that the third parties jump up to 10 times their normal vote totals. I really do. But
what do you think that'll honestly do if they get 10 times their vote total? Honestly, I don't think that'll change. It won't change anything.
It'll probably give more members to those third parties who are paying more attention to things that are outside of the normal system.
I'm hoping for 10 times the amount. But again, I don't think that that's a big difference. Now, I'd like to talk
it's
about
pretty big. 10 times is to 10 million for the Libertarians.
You know, I'm still I'm more partisan than you are, right? I mean, I still have a little bit of this in my soul.
You're a Republican? Is that what
I'm a Republican, and I'm not going to vote for Donald Trump. I'm telling you now.
Knew you weren't going to vote for the Republican, likely.
I'm going to vote for the Libertarian, but I kind of feel like Sanders is closer to Clinton than Trump is to, I don't know, George Bush or whatever moderate Republican normally gets into the gig. So the maybe the Libertarians likely to pull a little more from the Republican than it is from than the Greens will pull from the Democrat, because, you know, like a Sanders supporter in all likelihood can just sort of switch over. Well, she's not very honest, and she certainly doesn't support the policies the way I would like to see them supported.
I don't know. Supposedly, one out of three Sanders supporters aren't going to vote for Hillary.
Now.
Well, that too, but liberals will also say, well, she's a woman, and, you know, we've already had the first African American. Let's get a female.
Yeah, it's time for a woman president.
In the end.
Well, Rahul, I definitely appreciate where you're coming from. Was there more you wanted to share tonight?
No, that was the only point. And just a fun fact, it's going to be directed by Oliver Stone, who coincidentally was one of Hugo Chavez's biggest cheerleaders a couple years ago. So I think that's kind of weird / funny, but... You know.
That's Hollywood for you. Thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate it. You know, a lot of these Hollywood people worship folks like Che Guevara and other people who, you know, are murderers. And they're not good people. But there's a certain narrative about them that if you ignore the facts, I guess, probably sounds persuasive to someone who believes in revolution.
People like revolution.
Yeah.
Right? And especially if it's going sort of the direction that they would like to see revolution go. But, you know, an old killer is something that they can get on board with. It's new killers they're much less likely to like.
So the toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. Your comments certainly are welcome about third parties and whether or not they're going to have a greater chance this year. I think RT has done a great job of helping foment that with their latest Libertarian presidential debate, also doing a Green Party presidential debate. So kudos to them for putting the alternatives out there.
I remember being in Sarasota, Florida at a Rotary Club meeting. I used to go to these regularly as a local ad salesperson selling local radio spots. And
is that because there's a bunch of rich old guys there?
You know, sometimes you can find deals. You want to go to these networks. If you're going to eat lunch, you're gonna eat lunch somewhere, you might as well eat lunch where people who are looking to perhaps buy radio ads are.
Makes sense.
But I ran across a guy that was from Bolivia there. Yeah. And I just mentioned to him, oh, isn't that where Che Guevara got killed? He said, oh, yes, we killed him. Oh, yeah, we killed him. Like, he was really excited about the fact that it was Bolivian authorities who managed to kill Che Guevara. And it was pretty obviously an anti-socialist All right. kind of guy. It was really pretty funny.
Did you sell him anything?
He was too old for it to sort of, yeah, he wasn't in business. The problem with the Rotary meetings is what I found was basically everybody there was retired. I think I got one or two gigs out of there, but it was the networking meetings that I'd do better at.
I hope you're right with the 10 times prediction mark that 10 times the people will turn out and vote for third parties. Now, do you mean 10 times for each party? So, like, Libertarians, you're hoping we'll get 10 million votes this time around?
Yes.
instead of 1 million? Yeah. I hope you don't get disappointed.
Well, I don't know. Okay, so I'm beyond getting disappointed with the political process.
Okay, that's good.
And for one, it's not like disappointment means anything.
Well, when you get your hopes too high, you can have them sort of dashed on the rocks. And that can hurt, right?
But if I won by getting 10 times the amount that they got before, I still lose because my person doesn't win.
Yeah.
With Ron Paul in 2008, I really felt like it was possible.
Mm.
And I haven't had the burnout that a lot of people have had from the political process. But
you haven't? I thought you described yourself as burned out this year.
Oh, well, I'm not in the political process, though.
Okay.
I'm not in there in the trenches,
gotcha.
You know, fighting for this stuff. I do a radio program to spread the ideas of liberty, and we are remarkably successful. The people who are in the trenches in the political process, you win some, you lose some, and the losses feel really terrible compared to, you know, how the wins feel. Often the wins are compromised, the losses are uncompromised. You know what I mean?
Toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So, you know, you're welcome to comment on more election things. I don't think it's going to be – I think it may very well be the best year for third parties. What that will end up looking like, I don't really know. I am sort of interested in seeing how it all pans out, but, you know, I would caution people to – not get their hopes up. Prepare yourself for the inevitable burnout that will come if you end up latching on to one campaign or another and then, you know, working really hard, going door to door and handing out flyers and waving signs and putting all this energy into some political candidate who ultimately will let you down. Just, you know, prepare yourself for that. And if you're not yet planning to move to New Hampshire as a libertarian or voluntarist, start making those plans, because national politics ain't going to save you. Free Talk Live. We continue with your calls coming up.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-958-5345. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-958-5345. That's 1-800-958-5345.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add NewHarvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live, and you can join us on the radio waves here. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE, and with you tonight on the live Sunday edition, you've got Ian
and Mark.
Since we were talking about Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump and all these politicos who want to control your life? Well, there's an interesting proposal that has been made to challenge Bernie Sanders to a debate. A debate with Adam Kokesh. Adam Kokesh has agreed to meet Bernie in any city in America on any day between now and the end of the year for a friendly debate on socialism versus voluntarism, in which Bernie can choose an objective moderator. To sweeten the deal, Roger Ver, a.k.a. Bitcoin Jesus, has offered that upon completion of a three-hour debate in which both men have equal time, Roger will donate a total of $100,000 worth of Bitcoin to the charity of each man's choice. So $50,000 worth of Bitcoin per debater. You can learn more at bernie.freetalklive.com. It's a great opportunity to address Bernie's supporters, because you know Bernie's not going to change his mind. But the people watching the debate might not all be dyed-in-the-wool socialists. Maybe they've just heard a few things about socialism that they like. Like the idea of free health care or free education. These are the popular things that are being pitched. I saw an excerpt from the Green Party debate on RT where Jill Stein was talking about free health care for everybody.
You think health care costs a lot now? Wait until it's free.
So getting to talk to the people who are watching the debate is the real value here. So hopefully Bernie will take us up on the offer, take Roger up on the offer. Go to bernie.freetalklive.com if you want to learn more about the debate challenge. That's bernie.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones, to the fun. Sarah is listening in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sarah.
Yes, you know, I live in New Mexico, and you know, you've asked where is a place where they smoke inside. Well, I'll tell you.
Where they smoke what?
Inside?
Smoking in the casinos. No,
Yeah, that's pretty much everywhere. For whatever reason, casinos just get exempted.
They got money. They can buy politicians.
Well, you know what? There are the reservations. And you know what? I wrote a letter to the Sandia Casino. I said, you know, you guys want to come here advertising all the time. You want business. You want people to come and have their conventions, the Christmas parties. But, you know, out of five people, four people are non-smokers. The smokers are outnumbered. You know, that's why they got run out of bars, restaurants, and all the states. So
it's worth it to them to let smokers in because they keep doing it. You know, if the casino figured they could make more money by banning smokers, they sure as hell would.
I'm not sure that's entirely true. But I think they just don't know necessarily what to do. I think they should have smoking sections and non-smoking.
They could easily do it. It's not like they don't have the money to segment off a portion of the casino floor.
Well,
install some venting.
I feel similarly when I'm in Vegas or whatever, and I go through casinos. It's like.
Are all of them, 100% of them,
seems like
all
it.
Smoking?
No, I wouldn't say 100% because I don't know, but I would say so.
Well, the thing about it is they do have a non-smoking section, but it's like an empty, teeny room. And like,
that's because
that's
nobody
like
wants to be there then.
5% of the whole casino, and then 95% of it all smoking.
That's well, true. I guess nobody that, wants to be in look, the market, it sounds to me like the market is speaking. I mean, the casinos know how to make money. If they thought it was worth it to go non-smoking, then they would. And it sounds to me like they've experimented with it, and they're trying, you know, to give non-smokers a place to go, but they're not going there. So what does that tell you?
Well, I was told that the casinos that banned smoking, their proceeds, like, jumped up, like, 2-3 times. So,
well, if that's true, then you would expect the other casinos would follow suit, so to speak.
You know,
thanks for the call, Sarah. Toll-free number tonight, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733.
It's really frustrating, I've got to say. I mean, I don't like the smoke, but these casinos are going to go broke on me and my wife.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we've
you
gone...
You $10 in there and then...
If that! I mean, I just don't like to gamble. Yeah. I know that this is set up so that I lose, and I just don't like it. The last time I gambled... We went to that Bitcoin event that was out in Las Vegas at the D Hotel, and they comped us two tokens for $25, and then you had to match, these are match tokens, like, essentially. So you got a free $25 if you put in $25.
Okay.
Well, as math would have it, you can put those tokens down, and if you put them both on the same number, on different numbers, like red or black, I guess you should say, if you put them both down on red or black at the same time, you're bound to make at least $25, right?
Or, I have no idea. I don't know how those games work.
Yeah, I can't.
I can't imagine that you could be guaranteed to make any money in a casino, Mark. Otherwise, everyone would do that.
Well, these are comped tokens. You get $25
for
giving $25.
Yeah, it would seem to be
the only way. You have a 50% chance of winning when you're playing roulette, right?
I have no idea. Do you?
Yes. If it's 49% is what your chance of playing roulette is.
Really?
A green number, yes.
So roulette, see, I don't know anything about it. Is it? It's only if it stops on your color. It's not the number. Aren't there numbers?
All numbers, colors, and everything. I'm telling you about the colors. So I slapped
it down. You just bet on a color is what you're saying?
Right. I slapped it down on a color two times, assuming that I would have a good chance of making my money back.
You put it down on the same color?
Yep.
Okay.
And
you lost.
Both times.
Yeah.
Now, that's statistically unlikely. There was like a 25% chance that was going to occur, that I would lose all of my money.
Mm-hmm.
But I did, and it's just like, God. Jeez.
Isn't that fun?
$50.
Papa needs a new pair of shoes.
Well, I was just doing it because I had these free tokens, right? And then still.
So you couldn't take the bonus tokens and turn them into cash.
No, right? You can't do that. You have to match them.
So I was going to say, that's the only way you can actually get out ahead, is if you just turned right around and cashed them out and walked away.
Well, the chances were good that I was going to lose nothing. There was 50% chance that I was going to lose nothing, 25% chance that I was going to make money, and 25% chance that I was going to lose money. Those are darn good odds.
Yeah, apparently still not in your favor.
No, didn't work.
So, yeah, you're welcome to tell us your casino stories. Maybe you've been a gambling addict and you want to tell us what that was like, how far it went, how desperate you became. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. But the point that she was calling about there is the idea that, well, how come all these other businesses, smoking's prohibited, but not the casinos? Well, first of all, she did point out they're Indian casinos, so there's sort of different rules.
Because she claimed they're in New Mexico, but they really aren't. They're on the Indian reservation, which is its own nation.
Sort of a different scene there. But either way, even if they weren't, the casinos have all kinds of favor that they run with the government guys. I mean, we're talking about an industry that has been rife with gangland connections for a long time, certainly out in Vegas, and I highly doubt there's any difference in places like Atlantic City or wherever. Just speculating. I know we're on FM in Atlantic City, so if you know more, you're welcome to call in toll-free and join us here at 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. So let's see. We were going to tell you more about what's going on in Venezuela, but there's an update from New Jersey Weed Man, and he has been arrested again. Now, just a couple weeks ago, he was arrested along with several of his associates and co-workers and friends at his joint, which is his restaurant that he opened up right across the street from City Hall in Trenton, New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
And NJ Weedman, for those who don't know, is probably the most recognizable cannabis decrim/legalization advocate in the state of New Jersey. And so that's, of course, why he's being targeted by the police. We'll tell you what sort of trumped-up charges they've got him on this time, as he still is facing the other charges from just 2 weeks ago. I think they're trying to make it so he doesn't get bail, is my guess here. 855-453, you can join us here and share your thoughts on Free Talk Live. The latest on NJ Weedman coming up.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Give you the latest about NJ Weedman arrested yet again on even more ridiculous charges by the Trenton Police Department, who seem to have a grudge against NJ Weedman. He is singularly one of the largest threats to their establishment, to their war on drugs, their war against cannabis, and so they are coming at him and coming at him hard, which is sort of the life of an activist. You put yourself out there and you challenge the state, you challenge the status quo, don't be surprised when they come against you. We'll share the latest with you on that. And also, if you're tired of governments murdering people around the world and arresting peaceful people, good people like NJ Weedman, then stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you're helping the state. So stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com. The story from New Jersey 1015 at NJ1015.com. Sergio Bichao reporting out of Trenton. They busted him for smoking pot, running a business past curfew, and not keeping his restaurant's kitchen clean enough. On Friday, however, it was Ed Fortune's mouth that got him slapped in handcuffs, freedom of speech notwithstanding. Days after, Fortune, a.k.a. NJ Weedman, stood outside of his eatery and pot temple shouting, F the police, and calling one of the police officers a pedophile, NJ Weedman was charged with cyber harassment and disorderly conduct.
For standing outside, cyber harassment?
The cyber harassment charge, according to a copy of the complaint filed by Officer Herbert Flowers, was based on a Facebook and YouTube video of the confrontation in which Fortune is heard telling Flowers he's a pedophile, while the disorderly conduct was for Fortune's F-bombs against police in, quote, public and social media forum, unquote. So this is a plain old freedom of speech violation that they're coming at him for. Ed Fortune said things the police didn't like, and they have now charged him criminally for it.
Well, I would say that more likely this should be some kind of, if it's to be a suit at all, it would be a civil suit for libel. So if he's calling somebody a pedophile who's not a pedophile, then you're talking about a libelous situation, not a criminal situation. If it's caused him harm, I don't know the answer to that.
While the cyber harassment is a fourth degree crime and disorderly conduct is a petty disorderly person's offense, Trenton Police sent its violent crimes unit warrant squad to arrest Fortune and take him away in a black unmarked car. Trenton, by the way, is one of the state's most crime-ridden cities. Just 3 months into this year, the state's capital already had recorded at least 3 homicides, 13 reported rapes, 88 robberies, 132 violent assaults, 214 burglaries, and 95 car thefts. Fortune on Saturday called the charges frivolous, and the ACLU says he's right. Alex Shalom, the senior staff attorney at the ACLU of New Jersey, says it's pretty ridiculous. They very plainly can't sustain their charges for either one. But that won't stop them from taking you in a black unmarked car and taking you to wherever, you know, holding center they want to take you and holding you there until they darn well feel like releasing you.
The old statement is you might beat the rap, but you can't beat the ride. That means that you might beat the charges, but we're still going to take you away from your house and family.
That's right.
And, you know, rough you up a little bit maybe or whatever it is that they're going to do. That's what the ride is. And ultimately, I don't know how it is for Weedman, but many people's lives can't handle a couple of days in jail.
Sure, you get fired from your job.
Yeah, you get fired from your job.
He happens to be an entrepreneur, so he doesn't have that problem. But
yeah, but who knows whether he'll get robbed blind by his employees in that amount of time.
Well, that could be. He's more likely to be robbed by the police. His employees, I imagine, are mostly, you know, pretty loyal folks who've been standing with him. Many of them were arrested in the raid on his business 2 weeks ago.
That may very well be the case for his employees. Yeah. I'm simply saying
for the average person, yeah, sure.
When you're talking about a small business person who's not there in their business, many of them are not comfortable at all with the notion of not being in their business,
sure.
And many of them have good reason not to be comfortable.
Well, right. A lot of businesses have a key man, someone who is, you know, the key to the operations. They know how everything runs, and without that person, the employees are a little bit lost. Anyway, for Weedman, never averse to the publicity that his arrests bring him, this is another example of the city harassing him and his customers. He said on Saturday, after he'd been bailed out of jail again, so apparently he's out, quote, "This is what I've been going through. I'm in a battle with the Trenton Police Department. That was not my intention at all. I'm just trying to have a business and to make a statement." Unquote.
Well, he does sound like he's in a battle with the Trenton Police Department if he's going outside and saying, "F the police."
Well, this is after they raided his business, Mark. So it wasn't just like he was outside of the police department for the hell of it. They took his business down. They went in and stole the cannabis that he had in his temple. They arrested 11 people. They are targeting him. And so you can't blame someone for saying F the police after they're ruining your life.
Aren't they targeting him because he's opening up a business that or an organization that distributes marijuana, essentially?
No, I don't know about that. I mean, he's got a temple where
this is New Jersey. Is it legal in New Jersey to have a business that sells marijuana?
No, and he doesn't have that. He's got a restaurant and a temple.
Right. I understand. Look, Ian, if you open a church tomorrow and say, "Oh, but it's a religion," they don't care. They're not targeting you so much as, well, I mean, they are target. It's targeting, and you're using targeted in a sense that it's. I don't think the average person would apply it.
I can't guarantee you that there aren't people who would be willing to sell you weed at the temple, but it's my understanding not the official. You know, that's not what they're doing there necessarily. I believe you can bring cannabis to the temple and partake in your sacrament of choice there. That's my understanding. I've never been there. I have not done that much research into it. But based on the statements that the employees made at the times of the raid, they made it sound like there was not any kind of marijuana distribution operation going on there.
I'm not suggesting that, but if it's a religion, and one of the strong tenets of that religion is the consumption of marijuana,
as people should be free to have.
I mean, I'm not arguing that. I'm not arguing that. I think that's absolutely true. However, here in the United States, that's not how things work. So I don't think the police so much as targeted him as he put himself.
Are you kidding me? You don't think they targeted him? Absolutely they targeted him. They hate this guy. Well, he's a threat to the status quo.
He opens businesses that, you know, opens organizations whose main tenet is the consumption of marijuana. I mean, he's
who cares?
Activist.
Yes, of course he's an activist. Are you saying that he should not say F the police after they've destroyed his business?
No, I guess I'm just not particularly surprised that they did this.
Of course you shouldn't be surprised they did this. He's an activist. They target activists. This is what I've been saying. This is what happens to you when you put your beliefs out there and your beliefs are a threat to the state.
That's pretty clear.
They are going to target you. I mean, they murdered Martin Luther King.
It's pretty clear that that they will target you if you put your beliefs out there.
It's the same thing. It's just thankfully no one has been shot over this time. Not to say the police haven't shot people in their insane war on drugs. They certainly have. Thankfully, they have not shot New Jersey Weed Man. And he can continue speaking out against this insane war on cannabis. And as long as he does that, as long as he doesn't just... Because the cops would love to have this guy put his head down and disappear. That's what they would love to have happen with NJ Weedman.
Absolutely.
And they know that the more pressure they can put on somebody, the more likely that person will fold.
Right.
Like and a deck of cards.
You're absolutely right. What they want is they want activists to sit down, shut up, go through the system, use the treadmill we've created to have you waste your life, or whatever. And frankly, activism of all stripes is a treadmill that causes you to waste your time and your life. Thank goodness
I disagree.
It's not exactly effective, is it?
It depends. You never know who you're...
We've been here for 10 years. We haven't had any effect.
Mark, you don't know. That is a ridiculous statement. We have absolutely had effect here. There have been people who have been elected. There have been success.
That's not an effect.
Yes, it is, because those people are getting bad laws repealed in certain cases.
Like pointy pieces of metal.
There are several examples of success stories.
I am not quantifying
the New Hampshire State House.
I'm not freer, okay? That's what I'm trying to tell you.
You are freer generally by moving to New Hampshire than anything else.
I was freer in Florida.
That's BS.
I could own a firearm that was made before 1898, and my taxes were less than half.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. There are so many ways you're more free in New Hampshire. You're just not taking them into account. It's Free Talk Live.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from incorporate.com. 1-800-945-9372. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-9372. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-9372. That's 1-800-945-9372.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855 453. That's 855-453.
It is Free Talk Live, live Sunday edition of the program. You can join us here. More on the crackdown against New Jersey weed man. He's been arrested again, this time I believe it was late Friday when police took him away in a black unmarked car. They sent their violent crimes unit warrant squad to arrest Fortune after he said some things that they didn't like. He called one of the police officers a pedophile and was shouting F the police outside of his business that they raided a couple of weeks ago. They've charged him with cyber harassment and disorderly conduct. We'll continue with that here, and your calls and thoughts are welcome at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And just a moment ago, Mark, you seem to become kind of jaded, and I know you said previously you didn't want to talk about this on the air, but you just brought it up, so we might as well talk about it. You said that you don't believe that you're any freer here in New Hampshire than you were in Florida after a decade of the Free State Project having early movers move up here. I'd just like to address a couple things about that. Number one, this is a lifetime project. So anybody who thinks that they're going to get magically free after just a few years worth of effort is deluding themselves.
We were discussing the effectiveness of activism. And so what I was saying regarding that was that activism of all stripes, political stripes, outside the system stripes, is basically really rather ineffective. It may be effective over time, but it takes a great deal of effort. And the kind of people that are able to stick with it are an extraordinarily rare breed. Mm-hmm. Essentially what the activism machine needs is a whole bunch of bodies, a whole bunch of minds, a whole bunch of people to throw a certain amount of their life at something, and then they get burnt out. And
yeah, that's true.
They may or may not come back at some other point, but, you know, just sort of, yeah, there's no good mechanism within the liberty movement or I don't know of any other movement right now. There's all kinds of eco-warriors right now doing activism all across the United States at this moment in time. But and I guess they got a train trestle, locked down up in Oregon or something. I don't have the story in front of me. But, you know, there's no mechanism to sort of heal these people. That they put all this time, they put all this energy, whether it was the Ron Paul campaign in 2008 or 2012 or whatever it is that they might be doing, you know, it just kind of...
One of your problems is that you are always looking for an immediate result. You made some sort of statement about, well, it doesn't look like much has changed. But the thing is, you don't see who you have reached. Whenever you make a statement publicly, whether it's on the radio or in some sort of interview or whatever, you never know who's reading that. Every now and then, or hearing it, every now and then you might get someone say, oh yeah, I'm here in New Hampshire because I heard you on the radio. And then it's like, wow, you know, maybe people really are paying attention. Maybe they're doing something as a result of some of the things that that we've said. I know there are people out there
sure.
who have been touched by the activism that I have done, by the radio shows that we have done together.
Absolutely.
And if you don't think you're having an effect, you're absolutely wrong about that. Just because you can't see some politician changing his mind in Concord, New Hampshire, doesn't mean you aren't making a difference. If you don't think you're making a difference, then go do nothing.
No, that's not what I'm saying. Ian, what I'm saying is changing somebody's mind isn't an effect. It's not measurable
yes,
or
it
quantifiable.
Yes, it is. Maybe it's not measurable, but it is absolutely an effect. If you change enough people's minds over time, you're going to have more people likely to actually do something about it.
What I would like to see, if I'm going to dedicate my life to a project like the Free State Project, is I would like to see ongoing successes. And what I see in the most recent term in New Hampshire is... A turnaround in the successes that have been piling up for the Free State Project up to this point. Not a big pile, but there's a small pile of successes that have occurred up to this point. But
a turnaround. There's more liberty-minded people elected.
I don't care how many are elected
than ever.
I care about how they're voting and who they're voting with and what the results are in Concord.
Mm-hmm.
If getting liberty people. Elected in Concord results in more statist votes. What do I want liberty people for?
I don't know what you're talking about. I mean, we still have A-rated reps.
They
who
just got
are
the Medicaid expansion through in Concord. Taxes have
We're
gone
not
up.
There yet. This is why I cautioned you to stop talking about this libertarian veto. You were the one who was putting this out there. In fact, they even played a clip of you on the New Hampshire Public Radio this week talking about this great libertarian veto, and now you're saying they passed Medicaid. That's because there isn't a libertarian veto. You were making it sound like there were so many libertarians who'd been elected here, but that wasn't true. There are people who are ranked as an A or a B on the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, which means they lean libertarian on some issues, but by no means all of them.
Well, I don't
so you were blowing it out of proportion, so no wonder you're disappointed. You thought you had some wonderful libertarian veto, and you never did.
I don't define...
Get realistic.
I don't define libertarian the way that you do, Ian.
You're the one who's disappointed.
I'm disappointed.
You're the one who's complaining.
By more.
So maybe you should define it more specifically. Maybe you should define it more accurately so you're not disappointed when people who aren't libertarians don't vote libertarian.
I use the term marginal libertarian. In that quote that they didn't take the whole thing, the whole part of, I use the term marginal libertarian.
You use the term libertarian veto.
I did.
Yep.
We have a libertarian veto.
No, we don't. Otherwise, Medicaid wouldn't have passed.
Look, I use the term marginal libertarian. Do you know what I mean when I say that?
They're on the margins, meaning they're not really that libertarian.
Well, they're not an entire libertarian. To you, a libertarian is a person who votes, who would be a libertarian on every issue.
Which is why I'm not surprised when politicians act like politicians. You're the one who's acting like you've been somehow stabbed in the back by some of these people who are going up to Concord, and they're doing what they think is the most politically expedient. I might not agree with it, you might not agree with it, but when I asked you if you were willing to run for state senate and get up there and do it yourself, you weren't willing to do it. So you got a lot of S to talk about people who are doing the ugly business of politics here. They're the ones going up there three times a week or whatever, dealing with that crap. It sucks. I've sat in those hearings before, and I've only sat in a fraction of them. They actually have to sit through them all.
Yeah, they do.
That sucks. And it's no fun. And having to deal, you know, make deals with these people or whatever it is they feel they have to do, I wouldn't do it personally. But then again, you know, maybe I wouldn't get reelected the second time around. I don't know.
I cannot do it. Until somebody comes along and says, I'll sponsor you to be a state senator at $60,000 a year.
You'd be a better state senator if you didn't even show up.
I can't afford to do it.
I said you'd be better if you didn't show up. How could you not afford to show up?
That is a shameful thing to do. It is shameful.
You could run on the platform. I'm not going
to
go.
To run for office.
You can elect me. I'll be better than Molly Kelly, and
really?
I won't even show up.
I need to go to the newspaper. I need to put my name in the running and go to the newspaper and say, right. Hey, I'm not going to show up.
Anyway, all I hear is a bunch of whining out of you and acting like you expect some sort of miracle after a decade of just a few people having moved here.
What I hear out of you is a poor defense of the fact that I have fewer freedoms than I did in Florida. I mean, that's what I said.
That's not true. Look, there's 101 reasons why people who love liberty should move to New Hampshire,
sure.
And most of them have to do with being more free here than in other places. There are so many fewer licensing laws and things like that here, fewer permits. You know, you can make changes to your property without asking permission.
Life. I'm talking about mine. You see, I don't care about other people's lives. Mm-hmm. That's not.
How many of
how many
of the things you've done at your house would you have been able to do in Sarasota, Florida, without asking some government bureaucrat's permission?
I never lived on a farm in Sarasota, mm-hmm. Florida. They don't have very many functional farms there.
My point is, there are code enforcers who would drive around and put a stop to whatever it is that you were doing if you were down there in Sarasota. You don't feel as free here because you don't realize all the freedoms that you have here. It's like the people who are born in New Hampshire, some of them want to leave it, the young people here. They don't realize what they've got. Then they end up leaving here and they realize they are less free in other places. So I'm sorry that you don't have that perspective, Mark, and maybe you feel like just because property taxes were lower in Florida that you're somehow, you know, more free or were more free there.
But don't forget the fact that I could own an antique firearm and protect my family. Let's not forget that part. The fact that if you are a convicted felon, you move to New Hampshire, yeah. You've moved to the state with what appears to be the most restrictive laws on felons.
I'm sorry, Mark, that you're a felon and that life is hard for you in that way, but there are a lot of freedoms here, and I'm sorry if you feel that it hasn't been worth your while.
I didn't claim that there weren't a lot of freedoms.
There are a lot of them and a lot more freedom. There's a lot fewer taxes in New Hampshire. The overall tax burden is much lower here than in other states.
Okay, the tax burden.
But it doesn't matter. The total tax burden is lower. The regulatory burden is lower. The amount of bureaucrats per population is lower here.
Wait a second.
All the numbers are on my side, sir.
I don't think that's true. If you calculate the taxes out in the tax revenue in Florida out based on how many people are in Florida, you're going to get a higher number. But the fact is they tax the tourists. So that. I don't have to pay that.
They tax tourists here, too. It's called the Meals
and
Rooms
Tax. There aren't as many tourists. There's no Disneyland here. Uh-huh. There's no, you know, they don't have 600, 700 miles of beaches here. They've got 19.
New Hampshire's notoriously
flinty. People don't come to New Hampshire for the beach.
New Hampshire's notoriously flinty and spendthrift. There's no state income tax. There's no state sales tax.
There's no state income tax in Florida.
The overall tax burden is much lower here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I would recommend someone who's interested in learning the differences go to 101reasonsfilm.com and don't let these negative Nancys like Mark talk you out of being around.
I recommend you do what makes
you happy. Don't let these negative Nancy's talk you out of being around the greatest libertarian movement there has ever been. The greatest concentration, it's here.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Dr. Joel Wallach here. You're a baby boomer and you're worried about the big epidemics coming, and I'm not talking about the bird flu or the swine flu. I'm talking about epidemics of Alzheimer's disease, heart disease, obesity, diabetes, arthritis, cancer. That's because the 80 million baby boomers followed all the advice of doctors, and Houston, we have a problem.
See Dr. Wallach live in Little Rock, Arkansas, Saturday, May 14th, 1 p.m. Go to www.cdocinarkansas.com. That's cdocinarkansas.com.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.